Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And one of the things I wanted to talk to you about today was something that was much in my mind over the weekend. And it's a developing theme, really. And it's a rhetorical question. I know what the answer you will give me is. And of course, the question is, would you ever take the so-called COVID jab? And I know that the 100% answer from you and me is no. We didn't want to take it back in December 2020. We're not interested in taking it in December 2023. And that's because our critical facilities, our spidey senses have remained alert. We saw through the sham from the beginning and we are where we are. But think about the people who did take the jab in January, February of 2021, and then they took their second shot later on in 2021, and then their third one in 2022. I think there was roughly that kind of sequence. Do you think some of them regret taking the jab? I mean, the ones that have died from it, presumably the next of kin regret it. Those who have had serious adverse reactions, presumably they regret it. But I'm talking about just the ordinary normie who's taken the jab three times. They must see all this information about sudden adult death syndrome, all of this stuff. They must have seen this. They must see all the young people dropping dead in the sports field. And you wonder, does it ever cut through to them? Does it ever penetrate their radar that, this doesn't seem right? You know, it doesn't seem right. And of course, we had an incident which over the weekend I seem to have caused a little bit of controversy, and this relates to Dame Esther Ranson. Now, Dame Esther Ranson, oddly enough, I done a podcast on Friday talking about some of the most hardline the people who were most pro-vax, you know, the lunatic pro-vaxxers. And in that clip that I played the other day, you could hear Esther Ranson saying that as far as she was concerned, essentially the unvaccinated should stay away from hospital. They should remain at home. And if that means they die at home, so be it. That's what Esther Ranson was saying. That's what she was saying about those of us who had taken the decision not to take the jab. She was, along with Edwina Curry and Carol Malone, Andrew Neil, some of these people, they were appalling, absolutely appalling. So anyway, it was revealed in the newspaper yesterday that Esther Ranson has come down at age, I think she's 81, something like that, with cancer. Now, what I said was, I quoted her views on wanting to lock down and let the unjabbed die at home. And I just, put in one word underneath that, karma, karma, baby. And some people said, oh, that's the most evil post ever. No, it's not the most evil post ever. And I don't apologize for it at all. Top lesson, by the way, never apologize. Because she wished death, up to death, on millions of us. All right, that's okay then. That's super duper okay. But God forbid that you point out there's a certain hypocrisy there, Esther, because now you're facing death. I don't take any pleasure in that, of course. I don't actually care about her. I'm one way or the other. I don't care. I hope she's not being treated by unvaccinated doctors and nurses, though. I really hope that, because I know she wouldn't want that. She'd want to be only treated with the vaccinated, right? And this is a hypocrisy of these people. You know, they have spent the last couple of years gloating at us. They've spent the last couple of years saying, ha, well, you're unvaccinated. You can't come into a restaurant or a pub or a bar or a concert or enjoy life. You should lose your job if you haven't taken the vaccine. These are the same people who are now saying, oh, please, you got to be nice to Esther. You got to show Christian charity. Well, I'm not showing Christian charity. I'm just saying that the rule of karma, and I know it's not a Christian rule. I mean, I get that, by the way. But, you know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Esther Ranson wished us all death. So I'm sorry. Is it a surprise when maybe life comes back at her and bites her? And of course, she's 81, so she may well have had cancer. You know, that's not an unusual age to get a cancer. That's the other point to be said. And then there's the other really, really awkward bit, which I'm not going to shy away from, that as we know, one of the most disturbing trends at the moment are the turbo cancers, which are suddenly arriving. People who may have had a very mild cancer diagnosis are suddenly dying within a short number of weeks. Something's gone very wrong. What could it be? Well, we mustn't mention the vaccine, must we? But who's to say that it wasn't? Who's to say that it was? We simply don't know. But again, this is not an issue for those of us who didn't take the jab, because we don't have to concern ourselves about cardiovascular disease as an adverse response to the so-called vaccine. We don't have to concern ourselves about turbo cancer. That's not to say we couldn't get cardiovascular disease or we couldn't get cancer. It's just that it would not be as a derivation of the COVID vaccine. And those like Esther Ranson, who apparently took multiple vaccines and spent her time basically seeking that the on-jab be locked up, I'm afraid it's a bit of a shame that she's got this. Not nice. But then it wasn't very nice to wish us all death as well, was it? So, you know, as I say, would you ever take the jab? I know the answer, no, you wouldn't. The question for those who have taken the jab is, as time goes on, what are going to be the consequences? Thanks for listening.